AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Regional officials tell the Associated Press negotiators from Iran and Oman have finalized the draft deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei must still approve it. President Trump also said a deal could be announced this week to open the waterway so oil shipments can go through. But the agreement is likely to be contingent on the U.S. lifting its blockade on Iran's ports. Meanwhile, Israel says two of its soldiers were killed in combat in southern Lebanon. Israel is accusing the militant group Hezbollah of violating the ceasefire between the two sides and says it responded by launching strikes and warned residents of one village to flee. Abdul El-Sayed is Michigan's Democratic nominee. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports this comes after he narrowly won a bruising fight.
You know, in the words of Muhammad Ali, we shook up the world.
With what progressive leader Bernie Sanders calls the most extraordinary win in modern American party politics.
He took on the national Democratic establishment.
Now he has to unite Democrats in a state key to retaking the Senate majority and beat the GOP's Mike Rogers to claim the seat of retiring Democrat Gary Peters, who says El-Sayed has to immediately start reaching out to fellow Democrats.
Which he assured me will happen.
Top Senate Republican John Thune says the GOP's now in a pretty good spot in Michigan.
This is the extreme radical choice.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The man arrested at Trump's California golf course allegedly pretended to be part of Trump's security detail. Authorities say Janine John Taylor had illegal weapons in his home and car. This is AP News. Astronaut Neil Armstrong's boyhood home is for sale. The AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
Armstrong is best remembered for where he was on July 20th, 1969. On the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Armstrong called Wapakoneta, Ohio, home. He died in 2012. Retired teacher Karen Mikesell has lived at 601 West Benton Street for 40 years.
I fell in love with the house right off the get-go. Didn't know that it was Neil Armstrong's boyhood home, though.
The home has hosted astronauts, including Buzz Aldrin, and contains memorabilia.
Out of personal preference, I wanted to keep it like the Armstrongs had it.
Neil Armstrong's house is listed at $430,000. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.